players that can make plays. I mean, and then you bring back DeSean Jackson. I'm pretty sure he's excited to have that weapon back. So he's definitely has no problem throwing it deep. He does a good job of looking safeties off and finding the ball. We'll find his receivers when they're open.
When fans start looking at the second half of the season now, they look at you guys 7-0. They look at teams like the Lions that are 1-7. Why do you guys respect opponents so much? Why do you not overlook a team with a losing record?
Because it's the NFL. I mean, everybody's good players. Everybody can play. Most games are close games, so it's not like everybody's getting blown out. Everybody's competitive. Everybody's good coaches. So the minute you go out there, underestimate any other opponent, that's when you get beat.
What's the biggest key in terms of kind of balancing watching their horizontal offense versus what they can do vertically? I mean, it's a West Coast offense. Jay Gruden likes a lot of those aspects of his offense.
Well, I mean, they do a good job mixing them both in, so you just have to be prepared for both. Got to know who are the vertical guys, who are the horizontal guys, and just try to use it when playing your defense and whatever defense is called.
When you haven't seen DeSean since week one, it's kind of an unknown there in terms of his health, his readiness, or whatever. You have to be worried for worst-case scenario there?
I mean, DeSean is DeSean, man. He's an explosive player, Pro Bowl player, All-Pro player. Always been a playmaker with the ball, so you have to respect him, because if not, then he'll make you pay.
After two games in 4 days, how nice was it to kind of breathe a little bit and rest up physically and mentally?
It was good. It was definitely good. Like you said, just to relax, take a breather before we get this nine-game stretch.
Coach had to be pretty happy because he essentially gave you three days off. That doesn't usually happen, right?
I mean, it's hard to make that guy happy right there. But I guess he was a little happy. He definitely showed some love, so very appreciative of that.
How happy are you with this defense? And do you see it as a unit that's growing from week to week?
I just see a defense, like you said, just growing. Just continuing trying to get better. Not worrying about the past or the future, just worrying about the present, what we can do to make ourselves better than what we were last week.
Jaron, how strong is this team's ability to not take anything for granted and not look past an opponent?
I think that starts with just Coach Belichick. He does a great job of just letting us know that each week is its own week. You have to look at each opponent different because the matchups would be different. The game plan would be different. Everything is different. So you have to really, tone in on your opponents each week, prepare, do what you're supposed to do, and everything else will take care of itself.
And is he always sure to accentuate their positives?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's what you want to do. You always want to see what they do the best and harp on it the most, because those are the things that really hurt you.
John, you mentioned Jordan Reed a few times. Just curious what stands out about him. Are there things he does that most tight ends maybe can't do?
Yeah, he's really, really quick. I mean, he's essentially, sometimes it looks like he's a receiver, how good he runs his routes, creating separation. Seems like a big mismatch out there sometimes. I mean, he's definitely a good player.
They're using a lot of bunch formations, a lot of teams, but it seems more apparent. What's the key to defending that with communication? Is communication essential?
Just communication. Depends what type of defense we're in. All of that matters. But I say the main thing is just communication, trying to everybody figuring out where their help is, if it's man, like, just things like that.